Oh, we can help you with the IRS. Most of our people are ex-IRS employees. Well, yeah, but Sherry Jackson isn't out there still raking in the bucks, paying the people money that is not due them. So consider this to be an investment in your freedom, because this case will set precedents that can be referred to get other people off the proverbial chopping block. Sherry Jackson's address here, Sherry Jackson, S-H-E-R-R-Y, Jackson, just like it sounds, 1560 Field Green Overlook, that's Field Green Overlook, Stone Mountain, Georgia, 30088. And we'll be putting, on Monday, we'll be putting our own thing on this Save America's Freedom on the front page of Republic Broadcasting Network. So we invite you to participate in this, folks. As Sherry said, you know, this is about education. She mentioned freedom to fascism. Well, Aaron Russo is no longer with us. He is gone. But his work is going to live on. And as Sherry said, that I don't care who it is, police officers, doesn't matter, somebody even trying to hit on her, that they get a DVD. And that's what we've got to do. We've got to educate people as to the fraudulent nature of the IRS and how they operate. And here's a subject that everybody's interested in, because I don't know of one person I've ever met in my entire life, folks, that have said, oh, yes, I love the IRS, and yes, every April 15th, I just love knowing in my cockles of my soul here that I have signed my name on this and I've given up part of my income to pay my fair share to keep the government running. I've never heard one person in my 54 years on this planet ever say that to me. So there's a lot of people out there that hate the IRS. They hate them for a reason. Well, let's get them to be reasonable, join the fight here, okay, and then dump this. Now, they're going to try their flat tax, their value-added taxes, their sales tax, whatever. Good luck with that one, because once people learn the fraud on the IRS and how they've been doing business, or more importantly, doing business to us, the sooner we're going to get over this. All right, second hour coming up. We invite your phone calls, 800-313-9443 with Larry Beecraft and Sherry Jackson. We'll be right back.
With recent international flight from the dollar, it's confusing. How to protect your wealth against this invisible loss of purchasing power? Let the Republic Trading Group help you see through the fog and deception of the fiat money masters. The fact is, gold is and always has been the only insurance against the erosion of your wealth. So put the power of gold to work for you and rest assured your purchasing power is secure. Buy your gold from the most dependable and reputable dealer, Republic Trading Group. Call today, 1-800-691-7898, and let Robbie Noel help you see through the fog. When you support the Republic Trading Group, you're also supporting Republic Broadcasting Network. So visit our new and improved website today, republictradinggroup.net, for daily news and information from around the world. Don't be confused. Call Republic Trading Group today, 1-800-691-7898, and lock in the power of gold.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
Attention, this is an RBN Financial News Bulletin. Have you ever wanted to get out of debt, maybe even make some of your debts disappear completely? If so, and you're an RBN listener, there is a very real chance you will be able to do it. Here is why. A new manual has just been published that reveals how you can get out of debt in 90 minutes without any loans or bankruptcy whatsoever. The insider secrets revealed allow you to get out of debt so fast and so completely that it makes some people feel like they're stealing, but they're not stealing. The secrets taught in the manual are 100% legal and 100% ethical. It's just that bankers, debt collectors, and credit card companies don't want you to know about these loopholes. Don't be a prisoner of debt. Go to outin90.com. That's www.outin90.com or call 877-327-0365. RBN listeners receive a free DVD with purchase.
Today's energy infrastructure is antiquated and fails to meet the needs and demands of its customers. Our renewable energy solar program is the first to give you the opportunity to adopt green energy in your home without having to make a huge investment. Our renewable energy solar system converts sunlight directly into usable electricity where utility power and net metering are available. Our grid-connected solar electric system is designed to produce 100% of the energy consumed by you throughout the year that is allowed by net metering laws. It's finally affordable to go solar. There's no system to purchase, no installation costs, no maintenance fees, no permanent hassles, no performance worries, and no rate increases. Reserve your system today. Call 866-276-3975. That's 866-276-3975. Or click on the web banner at RBN. Rethink solar and join the solution. Together, we can make a difference.
The Berkey Light's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkey Light, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkey Light is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkey Light, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
And there was no scent. This company has so many products my whole family can enjoy and feel better with. Plus, the service was great.
If you're interested in natural, homeopathic, time-tested remedies, visit soleywellness.com. That's S-O-L-A-Y wellness.com or call 312-224-2710. 312-224-2710.
Why continue suffering from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people are reporting improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolution frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no reported side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Just don't treat the symptoms, eliminate the cause. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto sequences for various health conditions, and it's very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call BioSolutions toll free at 866-885-6625. That's 866-885-6625. Once again, that number, 866-885-6625.
Hi, this is Brother Michael Diamond. You can now get the most important package ever on what has happened to the Catholic Church in the last 50 years. Find out how this massive crisis concerning the Catholic Church happened, what happened, and how the Bible predicted it would take place in the last days. The package contains 6 DVDs that contain 10 different programs, 2 books that combined are over 1,000 pages and other information. Order now at our website, mostholyfamilymonastery.com. That's mostholyfamilymonastery.com. The last word monastery is spelled M-O-N-A-S-T-E-R-Y, or call us at 1-800-275-1126. That's 1-800-275-1126. Or mail in your order to us at 4425 Schneider Road, Fillmore, New York, 14735. The total cost for this massive package of information is only $10, $15 for UPS Ground, or $30 outside the U.S.
For Real Talk Radio. You're listening to the National Intel Report with your host, John Stadtmiller.
The men that came back, they had these toxins in their sperm.
Gee.
And I went out there on the Camp Lejeune, North Carolina case, on disinfectant byproducts in the water, and exposed that in the year 2003, where the women married to those Marines became aborted, and they aborted, and in a high percentage, 15%, across the board drinking tap water. And the whole thing came down. Now it's in, there's a lawsuit that's going on, but the Senate's now going to be hearing about it. You know, the public didn't know about it. When I went out the door in 2003, the public was never informed. They were never informed. And when I put out the peer review systems on all the human studies that had been done before chloramine was put in the water, the public didn't know about it. That's why we need the grand jury system on science and technology for the 21st century. We live in the 21st century. We're 85% wired in technology right now, in information technology. And our medicine is already moving into genetic engineering, which is very good for other reasons that I've talked about, and medical devices, which I've talked about. But we're losing our ability to feed in, to control it, because we've given our autonomy to government agencies who are just ignoring people now. Look what happened last night. I mean, they with the international treaties that they agreed to. And look, there were opportunities to go in there, and there's one thing that politicians fear more than anything else, and that's the vote. And we think the only reason that we survive in this great country is because we have the right to vote. And all these immigrants that are coming in, they have the Department of Motor Vehicles, those people in their own language tell them to check the Democratic box. And if you don't believe me, just stand there and watch it. You can be in any town in this country, and you'll see that. So the other thing that has to happen is to go to the city councils and the board of supervisors and tell them, we're voting you out unless you give us the responsibility to make you liable for your decision. That's really the fourth step, Mike.
Sure.
That's what we have to do. And you see, you can't beat Mother Nature's way of the gene structures and the concepts and medicine and the politics and the laws unless you give them the knowledge. The secret to dealing with the government, Mike, is to let them know you know. That's what they fear more than anything else.
Because they fear the truth.
Yeah. There's no joke about that. They shun from you if they find out that you know what they're doing.
Well, do you think most of these congressmen know what they're doing when they voted for the sea treaty, or do you think
No, they know because they're going on with the global strategies that have been laid down by Agenda 21 for real. That's United Nations wrote the Agenda 21.
Sure.
And the whole thing comes down to the fact they have whole processes, how to control medicine, how to control food, how to control the air, how to take over land, and how to work it through and work it through our own presidents. I remember when President Clinton went in Yosemite in front of national television and said, I'm signing over this land for protection. He didn't finish the sentence. Protection under the United Nations. Well, the United Nations already had the right to own Yosemite. Why Yosemite? Because it's a headwater. And this is why, that's where the water comes from. The whole process comes down to the fact that's why the other solution, the fifth level, is to have engineering technology better than the state-of-the-art we have now to take care of the water that as at the headwater. Then you don't have to worry about the chemicals. And the other thing to put the chemicals in, because the pipes haven't been repaired, Mike.
Sure.
See? And the thing is like the bridges being destroyed on their own merit. They knew all about that. There was somebody there, and the same for the pipes, and the same thing for the water itself. If we don't have water properly, we can't irrigate properly. And so that's why they want to use reusable water to use in the irrigation system, which they're doing right now. And they've known since 1958 that it causes cancer in humans and animals. It's going on right now. So the whole thing comes down to the fact, get back to the other point, our genes are changing because of the contaminations that we have. And I can remember Dr. Strangelove movie, there was a line put in there, which there were two lines where Sterling Hayden was playing the general to make on the doomsday bomb. And the whole thing is, and he was going crazy in the situation room, and he was the only one left, and he was being a thing, and he had his cigar in his mouth, and he said, it's all in the fluids. It's in the fluids that come from our body that procreate. It's in the fluids. And those were his three lines. You know what that whole script was about? And that movie was in the 50s. I saw,
yeah.
You know, he was talking what you and I are talking about right now. If you and I were sitting in the Situation Room, Mike, right now, on air, right now, which we are, you would be talking Sterling Hayden when he's talking Sterling Hayden on Doomsday. This is why I want the water doomsday clock. 4 minutes to midnight. I'm serious. And I'm going to write it up and propose it, but I'm formally proposing it on this show. In fact, it is more important than the doomsday for the atomic scientists because we're drinking deteriorated uranium in our water. See?
Well, where's the depleted uranium coming from?
It's coming from industry, and it's coming also from the processes that are going on with the changes of the industrial products that are being floated also through the air contamination like from Chernobyl.
Gee.
See, there are animals in Chile that go blind.
Are you looking for a one-stop shop to find all your favorite books and videos? Look no further. Northern Voice Bookstore has everything you need. Hundreds of titles, from self-defense, survival, and financial freedom, to history, politics, conspiracy, and everything you need to know about the New World Order. You can order everything you need on the web, 24 hours a day, at northernvoicebookstore.com. Or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, Post Office Box 281, Wildwood, PA, 15091. Northern Voice Bookstore offers a broad range of different perspectives and believes strongly that the American people need alternative sources of information in order to understand the society they live in today. You won't find a better selection of books or videos anywhere. So make Northern Voice Bookstore your bookstore. Visit us online at northernvoicebookstore.com or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, P.O. Box 281, Wildwood, PA, 15091.
It is through the use of ritual that evil gets power. What do you think those people do at Bohemian Grove? It is ritual. They gather and perform ritual with evil intent. The more vile the ritual, the greater the evil that comes from it. This is done to spread their evil influence and control over our lives. Legend has it that the Knights Templar found the Holy Grail, and it was this that made them so powerful. Can we really believe they found the Holy Grail in their dig at the Temple of Solomon? What they most likely found was the occult knowledge of the greatest magician of all, Solomon. This is what turned the Templars from monks into masons. We, ordinary people, can use these same principles and empower ourselves to obtain protection and favors. The Bible is loaded with examples of how ritual was used by prophet and angel. Ritual prayer is an effective way of getting results. We can use it to bring positive results to one's family, community, and even nation. For more information and ordering on the book, The Power of Ritual Prayer, go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our web banner. Call 215-500-2972.
Eating a well-balanced diet filled with whole foods is sometimes hard to achieve, so supplementation can be beneficial. But WholeFoodToday.com believes that if you want to supplement, you should be doing so with products made from complex and natural whole foods, which the body can recognize and utilize as food, rather than with synthetic formulas of isolated vitamins made in chemical factories. Whole Food Today is dedicated to bringing you the finest health products at an incredible value. Nutrient formulas for men and women, super green food formulas made from over 30 vegetables, legumes, sprouts, immunity health formulas, coconut oil, krill oil, and many other products made 100% naturally. Visit us today at www.wholefoodtoday.com or call 1-800-989-9840. That's www.wholefoodtoday.com or call 1-800-989-9840. Whole Food Today offers free shipping to all orders anywhere in the continental U.S. Whole Food Today, empowering people to attain and maintain extraordinary health.
Audience and your outreach will be exponentially increased. And what I would suggest, I want to issue a challenge. You have listeners who are gifted in things like computers and website design and is setting up blogs and conference calls and webinars and that sort of thing. There's a wonderful tool called meetup.com. And I've suggested to a friend today that we begin something called like coalition of concerned citizens of our own particular state. That way we can have meetings within our local communities. And for your listeners, your audience, if we have a meetup.com group, and we call it like Coalition of Concerned Citizens, we can share your information. We can share the tools that Republic Broadcasting and John Stadmiller offer, God bless him. And I know that like a webinar thing is something that your friend, I believe, Dr. Bill Deagle, is beginning and starting to use, and I really hope you'll partner with him strongly. I would ask anyone that's interested in the vital information you're bringing forth. They would also appreciate the information he brings forth, and, of course, his website, NutraMedical.com, Dr. Bill Deagle. But, Dr. Parker, we've got to get you on the front where many, 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 many more people know what your work is. Congress is, you know, Senate, they're anyway on August recess, and right now, while they're home talking to their constituents, the people that put them in office, we need to be informed. We need to know how to go and confront them with truth in a kind way, in a gentle way, where we're possible. But so often, I think they really are not informed on what's going on. And what they have done, they've done some, in cases, maybe in ignorance, where they've done it knowingly. They need to really be upbraided for that. But there's tools to do that. And if that's all right with you, I would just issue the challenge to your listeners to start the group. Go to meetup.com, start a group, start a blog.
May I make a suggestion?
Yes.
With your suggestion, first of all, I agree totally with that. I want to make a comment as a disclaimer. Just stay on the air for 1 minute here.
Sure.
I've been encouraged for a long time to have a website, and the reason I don't have a website until now is because the truth is that when I first started and went out nationally exposing the medical complications and the legal of the disinfectants in the water that were harming us, the EPA stripped all the references from their websites and also sabotaged any attempt to put the information out on the Internet. They formed bogus groups, which are disinformation groups, would always start their name of their group, Concerned Citizens. And these were all front groups, and they're very devious people because they take information from the Utilities Commission and distort it to their favor that, well, nothing's wrong.
Amen.
You know what I'm saying?
Amen to devious. I'll agree with that.
Yeah. No, I'm not joking. This is this really happened.
I know.
Now, this is the deal. This is why I'm going to go into the website situation, but I prefer it to be linked as something on the order of Parker's Panthers or Parker Pathways, Parther Pathway Groups for Constitutionality.
That'd be great.
You see what I'm saying?
I have a suggestion to go along. So let's brainstorm this. Let other people email
and then,
you.
And then the other thing, Mary, that's very important, is that I should be on shortwave.
Yes, very important.
The part of the challenge that you're putting out is that if sponsors want to sponsor Parker Pathways to a higher level of shortwave on RBN, then they are to email me and we'll work it, and I'll put them in touch with the station after I see what they're selling.
Actually, you know, with John Stadmiller's expertise and his commitment, he may very well be able to set up like a point person for coordinating all of this.
Exactly.
But what we need to do is let everybody email their ideas in to you and a copy to John Stadmiller, and let's...
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network.
because you can handle the truth.
Attention, this is an RBN Financial News Bulletin. Have you ever wanted to get out of debt, maybe even make some of your debts disappear completely? If so, and you're an RBN listener, there is a very real chance you will be able to do it. Here is why. A new manual has just been published that reveals how you can get out of debt in 90 minutes without any loans or bankruptcy whatsoever. The insider secrets revealed allow you to get out of debt so fast and so completely that it makes some people feel like they're stealing, but they're not stealing. The secrets taught in the manual are 100% legal and 100% ethical. It's just that bankers, debt collectors, and credit card companies don't want you to know about these loopholes. Don't be a prisoner of debt. Go to outin90.com. That's www.outin90.com or call 877-327-0365. RBN listeners receive a free DVD with purchase.
The Berkeleyite's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeleyite, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeleyite is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeleyite, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars. For nation shall rise against nation and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places. Fellow Americans, we are living in this time of Earth's history. People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs for your information. It discusses America in prophecy, the Antichrist, tyrants and wars, secret societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F. 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715.
Dr. Wynn Parker, August 5, 2007, and the call-in number is 800-313-9443. And I want to make other points here about the ioacetic acids in the water, which are it's the most potent disinfectant byproduct in the water, and the second would be the four bromides. But the most toxic to bacteria is a substance called MX, and that's in the water that we're drinking right now. And this is a dichloromethyl dihydroxyfurin. It's a chlorinated furin. It's called MX. and it's 80 times more potent than N-acetic acid as a mutagen. In other words, mutagen changing the chromosome structures of humans. And that's measured by the Ames test. And the N-acetic acid is 93 times more cytotoxic than MX. So cytotoxic meaning the destruction of cells, and N-acetic acid is 28 times more mutagenic than MX. MX was known in the chlorine system in 1958 when the government started to really rev it up to put MX in the water for population control. Now, mammalian cells are human cells, and the effects of MX and N-acetic acid are over 90% highly effective in humans, and N-acetic acid can be very hazardous all the way. That X that you see on the signs, they come in, that means harmful, as I said at the last hour. Where do you think they got that, or MX? That derivation history of the X is MX. I can talk a whole lot about what the public health under the Homeland Security Act can do with MX. And I've hinted at it all along, and in terms of the powers, the police powers the Public Health Service has, and I'm going to do a show on that. I've been waiting for the right time, and now's the time. And the N-acetic acid inhibits human cells because, essentially, and here's the immunology side that I've been talking about, but I'll say it in a different way, it really inhibits the cellular detoxification process. So this means that if you have the process by which the bromide and the N-acetic acid combines, which comes from salt water, which is converted to what is called, quote, fresh water, the end product is mercury. So the end product of the mercury system is the very thing they're trying to get out of the water, and now they're adding it in another way. It locks with the MX, and now you have a selected, what's called a selected toxin. Now, this is not just some science exposition. This happens to do with life and death. Let's take my whole concept, which I didn't bring up to one of the callers, Mike, on the initiative to have for each state, which I call toilet to tap to table. And the difference of the bottled water against the tap water. The recent change of the bottled water companies, which is $11 billion sales business, the idea that comes from the tap water, yes, but these are formations of chemicals which go in through the process of the chemistry. And so you have 25% of that bottle is there. When I was indirectly responsible for helping put that expiration date on there. On the bottle of water. Why do you think that has to happen? Because it contains bisophenol A. And bisophenol A is the form of the plastic that forms with the tap water in the bottle of water to change it to MX. So the whole process of this is the fact that when you go and a person urinates out into the toilet, they're urinating the dead cells that were creation from your body. Your body recreates itself every 28 days. On average, 28 to 31 days. Every organ of your body recreates. Blood, eye cells, liver, everything. The urine is a discarded product of the cells from your constant creation of your body getting new cells. And that's why the kidney and the liver have to be functioning properly. If you have the kidney that's defailed in some form, or the kidney, you are not able to rebuild yourself, and you become toxic, and you have to work it out. Now, what happens is this, and you can have death at the end. Now, this is the whole story. You take the kidney dialysis patient. When I first went out the door on this, the only reason I bring this up is because what the government knew before I went national versus what they know now and are doing after I went national. So the whole thing comes down, and that was the year 2003. So the whole thing on kidney dialysis patients, the whole thing, they say, well, they're going to change the carbon filter, and that takes care of it. They're getting all of these other chemicals the other way. They just tell the kidney dialysis patient to keep coming back more, or they take a portable unit and give it to their home people in their home care. The whole process is the EPA second stage of the saying, well, go ahead and use it anyway. Use the chloramine anyway. And the whole process of this. And each show I give you hint after hint after hint and keep building this brick wall of the utter devastation that's occurring in our bodies, in our food, and our policy plans, which have to do with all of the process of the uranium systems that are going on that we're drinking that are supposed to be, quote, protected from. On the Oprah show that happened, Oprah had a show a few weeks ago talking about sewers in San Francisco as an example of what the contamination is like. And when she introduced the concept, do you think that that we're drinking poop? That was her direction to the audience. And the faces on the women that were there, they said, ooh, no, I don't want to know about that. They even said it on air, on the show. They're saying, I don't want to know about that. Here is our problem. This is our problem. The people are so insulated in this country to the fact of what is being done to them specifically. And I even did a show with an investigative journalist, how the government plans to violate the Section 817 of the Patriot Act to selectively kill people by poison water in the sewer system. That was according to the investigative reporter. That's why I had the person on. But the whole thing comes down to the fact the process by which all of this is working in terms of having the contaminations controlled in another way, according to them, only creates more money coming in the other way for federal grants for doing essentially nothing. And it's serious business. You get, if you don't have the proper electrolyte systems and you don't have in the bottled water, which you don't, and some companies now are saying, well, we're going to add electrolytes, or we're going to have other processes and vitamins, and we're going to put that over. But the whole process here is that this affects the climate, because what we have, we eat, if it's been contaminated in other ways in the food, just generally the way it's grown in other countries and even here, we eat it, we metabolize it, we absorb it. But the toxins accumulate. That's where the phrase bioaccumulation comes in that I put together, which is now being accepted in courts across the country as a part of the expert witness program that the courts have decided that bioaccumulation that I've used is a viable term in terms of the fact of the toxins accumulating and absorption and excretion of the body in toxicology. So if you have it on the table and then you go to the toilet, and all you've got endocrine disruptors from hormones have been taking. That goes into the system, the ecology. It passes on. Everybody says, well, it goes to the ocean. Well, where do you think the water goes? It goes back to the United States Supreme Court. They refuse to recognize the water vapor concept from the CO2, which back goes into the clouds. It rains, comes back in the aquifers, and then we drink it. And then on top of that, we're back again to drinking and passing into the cycle. This is why I'm saying that the water doomsday clock takes all this into consideration. And that's why the toilet to tap to table initiative across this country should be networked. You can even put my name on it, because I'm going to tell you something. Every university engineer that supports the government grant programs, and they do, they train their students this way, are against this concept, and they don't want anybody voting on this. The attorney generals in 20 states don't want anybody to vote on this. They've told me that, and this is why we have to rise up and say, listen, you're trying to tell us, and this is what they're trying to do at these university systems that control the government white papers on subject of this kind. They say, well, you've been using reusable water for years. It's true that people are using it, you know? And now they want to put it in and blend it in with the drinking water, which they've already started to do. They passed laws now. Federal money's coming in to be able to blend this water. And they say, oh, it's only going to be used for lawns and golf courses. And always forgetting to tell the public it goes into the aquifer and we're back again to the blended water system. So the whole cycle begins again. You are essentially destroying the immune system on the water doomsday clock. That's what the 4 minutes to midnight on the water doomsday clock by Dr. Wynn Parker You can put my name on it because I'm going to tell you something. They're going to come after you like you wouldn't believe. You send them to me, and I'm going to talk to them. They can come on air. They can debate me. They can tell me. They can do me. They can do anything because they always think that anybody who talks about toilet-to-tap initiatives are crazy people. And they say they're character assassinated. I've been character assassinated at Tim so many times they can't even touch me. You know why? Because I know. And they know I know. And so they're trying to protect their billions and billions of dollars that go into the process that they tell the public $1.3 trillion to repair the infrastructure of pipes, $1.3 trillion to repair the bridges. Yeah, where do you think the money's going? They're going to apply it to the states is what the Congress did even again last night before they went home on their planes and went back to their states this morning on the airlines. The whole thing comes down to the fact that this is all tied in with the emission trading initiatives, the idea of buying carbon credits, a scheme put up by people like Al Gore, who obviously is connected with this scheme, in terms of buying and selling marketable what are called cap and trade programs. This is a market-based mechanism for selling what are really fictions of carbon emissions, which are coming. Where do you, they're trying to say, well, the carbon comes from the pollution of the rest of the world and the whole thing. Yes, emissions do cause carbons, but how do you measure it? How do you have a project-based program that's market-based when CO2, what do you think the C stands for? It stands for carbon. So if you break down the carbon from the O2, the oxygen, what do you think those two oxygen molecules attach to? They attach to the H, which makes water. So the whole thing comes down to the fact you have, they're going to set up exchanges on the stock exchange called the Chicago Climate Exchange. They're going to have this exchange where you buy and sell credits on a market-based system. And they're going to have a retail market for emission permits, all controlled by the bills that are passed to make it under United Nations control. And the impending mandatory initiatives under the carbon trading are going to be based on legislative acts in each state. And it's going to be by state where the emission is determined based upon this Supreme Court decision to be able to regulate CO2. And we even have like Assembly Bill 32 in California, where it's going to be called the California Global Warming Solutions Act. And this implements a cap on the state's emissions at 1990 levels by the year 2020. Well, how can you have an initiative coming in the other way when we're urinating out poisons coming into the aquifer, coming in and passing it into the climate, and affecting with the idle acids and the idle carbons in the sea, which in turn combined with the CO2 to make the oxygen, which comes back to us, and that carbon dioxide has been aspirated and promoted in chlorophyll and phosphorylation by plants. When at the same time in the CO2 system on the carbon emissions, they want to cut trees. So you see, the environmentalists are political hacks, in my opinion. It was one thing that comes out in one of the calls from Marianne from Arkansas. She's totally right. The whole concept, I'm going to tell you something. You want to talk about people that don't understand their science. These are political hacks. They should have been brought in front of federal district courts and sued so many years ago that it makes you head spin in every direction, that they've conned people through these things. But who do you think supports the environmental groups? It's the trust funds of the larger corporations that give them money so that they can buy conservation easements on property, which is really more as an eminent domain. Some rancher in beautiful country and farmland that's making food, they're going to sell the farm because they got to make a state taxes or they just want to get out of farming and the thing. So they have a conservation easement, which is connected by the IRS. And the whole thing is, well, that land will never be used for anything else. You can't develop on that. Well, you also can't farm it. So the whole thing comes down to the fact you take the 1031 exchanges that occur where the IRS says, well, you can sell your farm for a particular price, and save it out as long as you get a comparable piece of property of which you want to buy. If you're going to sell one farm, you've got to buy something comparable. It's 10 or 31 exchanges. The whole process of the real estate developers and the real estate brokers, they make the money. You as a buyer are sitting there looking at a mountain and a piece of farmland, and you're in the toilet because you can't use it. And where do you think that is going into the carbon credit system? Oh, they created the carbon footprint. Oh, I see. We, because we produce 72% or did 72% of the food that's eaten in the world. We're not talking about the United States. We're talking about the world. That whole thing has now been balanced out to the China stock market in terms which I keep talking about, in terms of what I use the word greed, in terms of how China's taken over the whole process of that 72% in the United States and not changed the value of the yuan. Y-U-E-N. We'll come back at the end of this second hour of Parker Pathways, and we'll give some sum-ups.
Are you looking for a one-stop shop to find all your favorite books and videos? Look no further. Northern Voice Bookstore has everything you need. Hundreds of titles, from self-defense, survival, and financial freedom, to history, politics, conspiracy, and everything you need to know about the New World Order. You can order everything you need on the web 24 hours a day at northernvoicebookstore.com or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, Post Office Box 281, Wildwood, PA, 15091. Northern Voice Bookstore offers a broad range of different perspectives and believes strongly that the American people need alternative sources of information in order to understand the society they live in today. You won't find a better selection of books or videos anywhere. So make Northern Voice Bookstore your bookstore. Visit us online at northernvoicebookstore.com or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, P.O. Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091.
Attention, this is an RBN Financial News Bulletin. Have you ever wanted to get out of debt, maybe even make some of your debts disappear completely? If so, and you're an RBN listener, there is a very real chance you will be able to do it. Here is why. A new manual has just been published that reveals how you can get out of debt in 90 minutes without any loans or bankruptcy whatsoever. The insider secrets revealed allow you to get out of debt so fast and so completely that it makes some people feel like they're stealing. But they're not stealing. The secrets taught in the manual are 100% legal and 100% ethical. It's just that bankers, debt collectors, and credit card companies don't want you to know about these loopholes. Don't be a prisoner of debt. Go to outin90.com. That's www.outin90.com or call 877-327-0365. RBN listeners receive a free DVD with purchase.
Catholic priest calls for Christians to resist unjust war. It is an established historical fact that the Vatican has publicly stated that the Iraqi war is an unjust war. However, it miserably failed to tell its Catholic soldiers that it is a mortal sin to attack Iraq. The Protestant ministers in unison should take the logical step of telling their soldiers that it is a serious offense against God to participate in this unjust war. However, if enough Protestant ministers do not take this logical step, then the lay Catholics and Protestants have a serious obligation to demand of their clergy to take this logical step publicly. Personally, I am doing all that I can to stop the continuation of the murder, carnage, and suffering that is being committed against the innocent people of Iraq in this terrible, unjust war. For additional facts regarding this grave matter, order the lecture by Father John Martinez entitled WW3 Can Still Be Prevented. Just go to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click on our web banner for more information and ordering.
the Dow, there was an 8% shift in those companies, 8% in food and 1% in water, which controlled 40% of the movement of the money that went through there. The companies that are involved in making all of these prospects happen, as we've been discussing on Parker Pathways on this second hour, are Woolworths, which are in the country of Australia, Seven and Higgins in Japan, the largest food retailers that control even the process of trading with China that ships to America. Hutchison Whampoa, they're in Hong Kong. That's an industrial diversified company. They had an increase of a 52-week increase of 10.7% on all their stocks across the board. The other, of course, is Canon. You're familiar with Canon. They're in electronic office equipment, but they're also involved in the chip technology for the concept of food and its processes by which it works. The whole thing and being analyzed for food. That's why you have Mr. Leavitt there from Health and Human Services. Who Leavitt is? He was the one of the EPA that signed off in chloramine years ago. And he's standing in front of a port in the United States and saying, well, we can't inspect all the food that comes from China. And they have these little chips that they want to put in and have the little like a laser barred coder and trying to find out if there's any kind of contaminant in there. True, it works for fluids, but it's not going to work for solids, and that's going to be worked in the concept of being detected, and that state of the art will improve. But it's not going to improve to protect the food as they promote. It's a concept of the bioterrorist activity, which is a totally legitimate activity.
It's true.